Well, it's Valentine's Day, and I love getting reports from my friend who's been doing some online dating and writing blogs about it. She is Nathy Gaffney. She is awesome, and she's on the line.
Morning, Nathy.
Oh, what an introduction. Thanks, LJ. Thanks, guys.
Hey, no Nathy, worries. Can I ask you, if you're a dating expert, have you ever had a bad date then, or are all your dates just perfect?
No, absolutely not. Oh. And no, of course, what is perfect?
Well,
yeah, good question.
Yeah. And I guess from your point of view, it's perfect. But from the other guy's point of view, I guess then he hasn't read your blogs necessarily, so he doesn't know what to do.
Correct. Look, there's a plethora of information out there available to people who are thinking about using online dating platforms as a method for meeting people. But I have to say a lot of people don't avail themselves of the information. And they're the ones who kind of take the risk of getting it wrong and so therefore having a less than satisfactory experience.
Right. So what are the do's and don'ts?
Well, do you mean of absolute online dating?
Yeah.
Well, the first and foremost thing is you have to approach your profile like you're writing a work resume.
Now, hang on a second. I saw some stuff during the week and it said that if you are, well, all right, this probably plays into the same thing, that you shouldn't play up all your good points. You should put in some of your bad points because what happens in people's minds is that they look at it when they go, oh, yeah, so, you know, she's a bit overweight, she's a bit old, a bit at it, but I might have a chance. So would you say that this is true, Nath, or not? This was about the mathematics of dating and that by lowering your sort of image a little bit, other people will think, oh, maybe I'll have a chance with her. Whereas if I was, you know, presenting myself as a perfect Barbie doll number 10, they'd think, I won't have a chance.
I absolutely don't agree with that. Because let me put it to you in this context. If you're applying for a job and there's 15 other applicants for that job, what are you going to do? Are you going to go, you know what, I'm just going to dumb my resume down a little bit just so that people don't think I'm too full of myself?
Good point.
Or are you going to represent yourself in the best possible light? If we go back to, you know, the science of first impressions and, you know, back in caveman days, you had 2 seconds to figure out friend, foe, is it going to eat me or can I eat it?
Mm-hmm.
We make those snap decisions about people so rapidly. And the same can be said of online dating.
Right, but you can't fib. It's not like you can say you look like Brad Pitt and you end up at the look like Danny DeVito.
Yeah, but you know what? Look, but that's confusing being, you know, misrepresenting yourself.
Right, right.
And now, and if you've got a self-deprecating sense of humour, and that is what endears you to your existing circle of friends, then why not use that as part of your profile?
Sure.
You know, use your humour. And I tell you what, guys, girls want men who can make them laugh.
Ooh.
You know, there's a famous quote by Marilyn Monroe. She said, if you can make a girl laugh, you can make her do anything. Yeah, I know, right?
But you don't turn up at the date and the first thing you say is, hey, did you hear the one about the...
Oh, no. No, don't tell dad jokes, for God's sake, please.
No. I wouldn't lead with the joke.
No.
But, you know, a sense of humour and the ability to be a little bit self-deprecating is endearing.
Right.
So, all right, let's just go through, because your last post that I've been reading is about you've been on the dates, you've tried out all these different kind of, you know, online dating ideas, and then you found one that you think, hello, we might have a good one here.
Yeah.
So the last blog is, when do you stop online dating? When do you stop looking? When do you stop thinking, oh, maybe
absolutely,
I'll get a better one?
Mm.
So yeah, what do you think, Nate?
This is absolutely right. You know, it's the FOMO. We've become so conditioned to, well, if I just leave my profile up there, you know, maybe something better will come along. And it didn't used to be like that. You know, when you met people the old-fashioned way, once you met someone, there was, I mean, apart from all the sort of the chemical rushes, you know, that go along with infatuation and a little bit of anxiety because you really like someone.
Plus, they've got to smell right. That's important. The pheromones.
And the first kiss is very important. Yeah. Maybe we'll talk about that on another day.
I'll put that in my diary, first kiss.
But absolutely, we gave ourselves time to stop and breathe, and we gave whatever association we were entering into, we gave it some space.
In a relationship, you've got to accept, I mean, to have a happy marriage, you've got to accept that the person you're married to is certainly not perfect, as you're not perfect, and there's going to be stuff that isn't comfortable and isn't great. You know, how can you have a happy marriage unless you accept that? So if you're online dating and you're thinking, oh, he's not perfect, but maybe Mr. Perfect's out there, you're kind of kidding yourself, don't you think?
Sure, yes.
You're absolutely kidding yourself, because love happens in two chemical stages. Mm. The infatuation stage is a little bit like being chemically driven. You don't see the faults and flaws. It's like the person that you're with has this halo effect.
Yeah.
So you're not seeing the bad stuff because you don't want to.
And you know when people first fall in love and they tell you how perfect someone is, and you just go, oh, he's so not. He's so not that person you think he is.
Exactly. You know, I think the thing is, look, my top tips for if you're finding yourself in that position, in that situation where you like someone but you're just not sure, is here's the thing. There is, you know this, if it doesn't work out, the world of potential partners is still going to be out there.
Right.
So my top tips is, number one, if you've met someone that you actually want to explore a little bit further with, if you're uncomfortable about saying, you know, do you think, you know, this might be the one, then talk about it from a very responsible and logical perspective, and that is physical or sexual exclusivity. Because that's the, you know, you have an absolute right and a responsibility to the other person to let them know if what you're entering into from their perspective or your perspective is not going to be physically exclusive.
Top tip, Nath.
And because what that does is that puts days, weeks, maybe months of guesswork, takes it off the table immediately. And you know where you stand and you know what the expectations are.
And that's the icky bit of online dating anyway, isn't it? That you feel like it's just a you know, it's a lolly shop.
That's right. But also, here's the thing. Even with a lolly shop, lolly shops close at the end of the day, but you always know they're going to open again the next day. And there'll be something fresh on the shelves.
Right.
But it's okay to lock the door and walk away. So you can, and there's levels of deactivating your profiles. You can simply remove the app from your phone, or you can hide it on, you don't actually have to, you know, cut all ties if you're not sure that this person is, you know, Mr. Forever. You know, you can deactivate, you can unsubscribe. There's a whole range of levels. And if you've met someone that you are happily having that conversation with, then move through the process with them. You know, there are some people, I was reading a blog from Match.com, whereas one of the bloggers from there, she actually dated a guy for several months because she was so thrilled that the day after he met her, he deactivated all his accounts.
He was so
smitten from dot that he went, you know what? I'm done. So as long as you want me, you have my full attention.
And I bet his opening line wasn't, hey, an Irishman goes into a bar.
Thank God you haven't got an online date, Mari Shoring. It'll be hell to watch.
Oh, my God, Mother. I'm not sure about this.
I'm glad I'm over all that.
Before you set yourself up a profile, talk to me.
I'd better. No, don't have to worry about that, luckily. I've got my Valentine. I'm happy.
Oh, that's beautiful. Can I say one more thing? Because I know we're probably running short on time.
Yeah, you can feel it.
If you have part-time dates or people that you're actually seeing while you're looking for, you know, Mr. Right, if you've got a few Mr. Saturday nights out there, the really courteous, kind thing to do is, if you start dating someone exclusively, don't just focus on them. Let your part-timers know that you're off the market. You know, it's just common human courtesy.
Send around a memo.
I'm a retinderee. I'm retiring from Tinder for the time being because I'm pursuing something exclusive with someone. I did that when I met my current partner, And I won't say all the men, but, you know, the men that I was, you know, casually engaged with were all so lovely and supportive and appreciative of the fact that I was open and honest with them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it's we lovely asking to
how
hear.
Many, but how many memos went out?
Behave.
Let's just say it was a late night on the computer, Marie.
Well, it's lovely to get your reports from the front line of online dating, Nath. We love it. It's a great part of our show, and we look forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks about that first kiss, hey?
Yes.
Oh, I'll be happy to. Be looking forward to it. Listen, have a lovely Valentine's Day. I hope you're all getting up to something naughty and gorgeous that involves chocolate tonight.
And you too.
Thanks, Nate.
Okay, take care. Bye now.